So we're doing Gemara Pesachim. We had left off in the middle of the Rashbam. We had seen that the Gemara began with Bnei Adam Shekidushu Bebeis HaKnesses. The Rashbam had altered that as the Shalich Tzibur made Kiddush in Shul. Rav said they were Yotzei Kiddush. And Shmuel said they weren't even Yotzei Kiddush. So we'll go back to the Rashbam at the bottom of Kufam and Beis. Yideyayin lo yotzu. Shim yesh them yayin beveitam nishtot, chayvin nevrich bore pri agafen, shenan pturin beberkat hakos shashtiyat yayin sheshatu bebet hakneset. Me'achar she'aku mimkoman, dehavedei hesech hadat. So here we see in the Rashbam, Akiras Malkom is called hesech hadas, is hesech hadas. Notice that he went from Rabim to Yochid. Shimesh Lohim Vitzarich. Aval Ham Kadesh. Again, Lashon Yochid Bebeito Al Shulchano Beshabbat. En Tzich Levarech Al Yain Shebetoch Suda. Sharei Potero Yain Shelifnei Suda. Kedinan Beketan Vachin. Berech Al Yain Shelifnei Amazon Patart Yain Shelachar Amazon. Umukila Bagmara Beshabbatot Vyom Yitvim. Moil Vadam Koveh Sudato Al Yain. Okay, so that we saw yesterday. Af yidei kiddush lo yatzu, says the Rashbam, kide parshin, and tamei lekamei, and kiddush lo bimkom suudat dikhtiv, vekarat ala shabbat oneg, bimkom shata kore la shabbat, klomar, kriya de kiddush, sham tehei oneg, umidrashu. So what do those words umidrashu mean? So Rashi the Rashbam seems to say, it's darshan from the pasuk. Vikarat ala Shabbat, in the place where you declare Shabbos, and this goes back to the suffix we had in the previous sugya about what our Kiddush does. Remember, we said Paris Mapa Umekadesh. Is Mekadesh the act of making Kiddush, or is Mekadesh the outcome of the act of making Kiddush? Namely, are we sanctifying the day? Is that the Dagesh? Are we sanctifying the meal, the day? Or are we making Kiddush? And then we're not going into what the Kiddush actually functions, what it does. Remember, we had that effect in the previous sugya. So, over here, the Rashbam seems to say that it's not that the Kiddush is Mekadesh the Su'uda. It's that we derive from the Pasuk that the place where you declare the Shabbos, where you kore la Shabbos, sham tehei oneg, and bichlal, that's an interesting concept. You have to be calling it Shabbos. The karata la Shabbat. So we're darshaning it as you have to declare Shabbos. Zohar would seem to indicate Zohrehu, make mention of it, be active in your remembrance. It's not that I am doing something to the sanctity of Shabbos, but rather the sanctity of Shabbos is here. I am recognizing it when it enters. That's the limud of Kiddush from Zohar's Yom HaShabbos. Now we're learning another concept. Declaration of Shabbos. Korei LaShabbos. Not Zohar LaShabbos, but Korei. And that goes back to the other concept, which we discussed not here, that Rav Pesin claimed there's an aspect where we have to declare Shabbos. Count six and declare the seventh. Shavuos night, I think we went into you or Baruch Hashem learning other things. Umidrashu. So that's the first tzad of the Rashbam.
So that is the Rabbanon?
If it's derived from a pasuk in Yeshaya, it certainly seems like it's the Rabbanon. Inami. And I think Rav Pesin Zatzal used to say that Inami is equal and alternate. You could check in his dictionary. Inami. Svarai. Now that could be Doraisa. Midikva kiddush alayayin kiditanya lekaman zochreu alayayin. Okay, so the question is the basis Doraisa? Is zochreu alayayin Doraisa? Mistama alayayin shebeshat suda hukva techashiv. That's wine of greater importance. See, I wouldn't have known that. I would have thought maybe when it's only wine, when you're making a toast and it's only wine, that's more chashivas. No, he says, Mistama, it's wine that's at the time of the Seuda, because that's Chashav. So we're going to have to see Leshitoso. And the Rashbam is the din of Zochreu alayayin, a din d'oraisa. It's one thing to say Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho Zohreyu. That's the Raisa. That's one thing. It's another thing to say V'ala Yayin. Back to the Gemara. We'll wait with Tosos, okay? Ela leRav lama leLekadusha beBeite. But according to Rav, why do leKadusha? Why is there? Why do we make? Why do they make? Why does he make? I don't know how to translate the word leKadusha. BeBeise in his home answers the Gemara. Kedei lotzi banav uvnei Beito. In order to be motzi banav uvnei Beito. You remember in the Gemara and Brachos, we quoted Yerushalmi and Truma, whether Beso includes his wife or doesn't include him. We brought over there Stiros from within the Sugya. Over here, where you have the Lashon Bana of Bnei Beso, it certainly seems to indicate that Bnei Beso is his wife. That it's not, who else is Bnei Beso? His guest, who's Bnei Beso? You have Banav and Bnei Beso. So that... want to say servants or slaves? Okay. Say so, according to the Rav, why do we make Kiddush at home? Kedei lehotzi. Not sure what the kedei means. Banav uvnei veito. V'Shmuel, lama li lekedusha beveikenishta? And according to Shmuel, if I'm not Yotze Kiddush, so why make Kiddush in Shul? Le'apuke orechim yedei chovatan. To be motzi, the guests, yedei, they said that needs work, chovatan. Their obligation. Because they're going to eat and drink and sleep in the shul. Which of those are important? That they're going to eat, or drink, or sleep, or all three?
You would assume all three, right? That's what he's saying.
Okay, right. Certainly seems that way, right?
If the quantity of food that they're going to eat isn't enough to be kodei asur, then maybe the... They're sleeping there
as kodei or something? You see, he's giving us already a lumdus. I hear. I don't know. Okay, so I don't know the word where sugya began, otam. Who's otam? Those men that did kiddush in shul. Who is the those men? Is it the guests? Is that what we're talking about? At least according to Shmuel.
So maybe is that possibly a reason? Because there's two different opinions. Who are these people? Either guests or the general population.
Let's see.
So the Gemara wouldn't be able to call them.
I hear. Let's see. Ve'az da Shmuel le'ta'amei, and Shmuel goes in line with his ta'am. Oh, so we have to define the word ta'am one day. Has three meanings, the word tam. The Amar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush, Ela Bimkom Se'uda. Now, when you have a quote like this, you have to stop and ponder. It's Shmuel's Chiddush. So in the Rashbam, we saw that it might be sourced in a Pasuk in Yeshaya, and it might be sourced in a Sevara. Yeah? So, here we encounter something interesting. The Rashbam quotes us a pasuk on something the Gemara didn't say yet. My high. He found the Medrash like this. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the first Shoresh of the Rambam, writes that much of what the Amoraim are doing is trying to reconstruct where did these halachos come from in the Torah. So when they tell me a drasha, they're not inventing the drasha in order to bring the halacha. They're working backwards. They have the halacha in the Mishnah, and now they're saying, okay, where can I source that in the Psukim? So when we encounter things like this, we always have to wonder, is Shmuel inventing the din? Did this din begin in the days of Rav and Shmuel? Or are they working off of something that exists? Which goes back to our original question with the sentence that the sukkah begins with. Osam bnei adam shekidshu bebeis haknesses. Are we referring to a phenomenon that existed already? And now the Gemara is working backwards and saying, wait a second, what are they doing there? And so Rav and Shmuel come and offer their understandings, or something else. Which goes back to the question, is it Stama de Gemara talking, or some Adam Shkitshu Bebeis HaKnesses? Because you don't have an Itmar. So this is going to have a lot of halachic relevance. We're going to search as we go on, where did this begin, this minhag to make Kiddush and Shul? What level of institutionalization does it have? Which takes us back to the discussion we had on Shabbos, going back a few months, in the sugya of the Piyutim, where we saw a Machlokas Rishonim, Rash Bar Rash. We discussed the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Rabbi Eliezer HaKaliri, who compiled many of the Piyutim, was he the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or was he an early Rishon? And then the relevance is, what weight does that institution have? Because things that the Gaonim instituted, like Zochreinu L'chaim, well, those things are not Me'akev B'dievet. If you forgot them, you don't go back. Things that the Tanoim and Amoraim said, they are Me'akev B'dievet. Hamelech HaKadosh, and according to many Rishonim, Hamelech HaMishpat. So whatever was institutionalized earlier carries greater weight, even B'dievet. The same thing here. We're dealing with the minhag. We're going to see, we already know, that later on this minhag really diverged. In Chutz Aretz they do it, in Eretz Yisrael they don't do it. Well, where'd the minhag begin? Are Rav and Shmuel explaining to us something that began in their dar, or something later? When it comes to the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, so everyone says, Rav invented that musaf. Oh, interesting, right? So before Rav, they didn't do that musaf? Or Rav institutionalized that form of piyutim? I'm saying same thing here. As we go through the sugya, so when you see a concept that's so halachically relevant, ain kiddush ela b'makom suda, and it shows up with Shmuel, that should bother you. So in the period of the Mishnah, this halacha didn't exist, or is Shmuel now identifying for me something that existed earlier? And Rav disagrees with the concept, so that certainly doesn't seem like it existed back in the days of the Mishnah. I know Rav Tanu Palig, but we have to be careful where we pull that one out of the hat. So I'm just saying, we're beginning the sugya with a big question. Where did all this begin? What dar are we talking about? And that's going to have halachic relevance too. Yeah? Yo? Okay. The asmachta that he brings from the pasuk in Yeshayahu, we can understand, based on their maral in Be'er HaGula, that very often Chazal, the Nevi'im, the Torah, left us allusions to concepts that the Torah foreshadowed, that Chachamim would institute, but that doesn't mean it's obligatory. They said the concept is good, and it's up to you at the door you see fit. If you see fit, institutionalize it. And that's why we sometimes find that Takanos of Chazal were practiced long before the Takanos as a Minhag Chasidus, because the concept was around long before that. The Asmachta isn't just like the Rambam says, oh, that's the brilliance of the Pasuk, look at how many concepts you can see in the Pasuk. But, says the Maharal, the Asmachta is really a concept that the Torah is supporting, just not obligating. So then you might find, I'm adding, as we found with many things, that earlier Doros did it as a minhag Chasidus, until we find that Chazal institutionalized it. Made it in Drabanon and said, here's the Asmachta in the Pasuk. Yes? Okay, to be continued this action tomorrow.